The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Peregrine falcons have swooped back from a precipitous decline in the 1960s when they nearly went extinct in eastern North America. A ban on the pesticide DDT, reintroduction efforts, and the birds' own versatility allowed them to soar back. Part of the reason they've been able to climb back from the edge of extinction is by adapting to urban areas, nesting in tall buildings instead of their usual cliffs and bluffs overlooking river valleys. They've adapted to use these sites as artificial cliffs. And one of the great side benefits to the falcons moving to town is public education. 40 years ago, most people didn't even know what a peregrine was. And today, with many pairs nesting on buildings and bridges in cities, the species has become a sort of mascot for conservation success. Cleaning up the environment and reducing the spraying of especially dangerous chemicals, along with their protection under the Endangered Species Act, paved the way for their recovery. And once we humans got our act together, nature took care of the rest. Nature is resilient and built to repair itself if there's enough habitat and healthy environment for native species to survive.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.